Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Way out west, there was this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of
Todd Lebo.
At least that was the handle his loving parents gave him. But he never had much use for it himself.
This Lebo.
He called himself
Lebo.
Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's
Todd Lebo.
Kansas City.
I hate Lebo.
La 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 la
la la la. All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you, Sterling Holmes, Dylan Michaels, Todd Lebo hanging out with us. Sterling, do you like that new intro for Lebo?
Yeah, it's brand new, huh? For me? Was this for me?
Sterling.
Sorry, I enjoyed
appreciate it. Appreciate you listening to the show, Sterling.
You know who's
that
doing...
intro's playing, and Sterling's going, dude, this intro is awesome, man.
Hey, he's
cracking up at each part of the way.
Big Lebowski. Well, okay, hear me out here, Jason. You know when I used to have to do my other show?
Yes, you had another show, another job, you had things, blah, blah, blah.
I had a life.
You know what time I couldn't listen to this?
1 o'clock Tuesdays.
From one to like one, yeah, like one to two, because I, you know, yeah. I was doing.
It's okay. You ever heard of the Big Lebowski? You ever heard of Bob Dilly?
You ever heard of a podcast? I mean, whatever.
Sorry, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Put the song on the podcast. May not be able to.
Maybe not. You're right about that.
I have.
Right. What did you tell him, Lebo? The intro was playing. You took your headphones off.
I told
Sterling to take your headphones off.
Said,
you told him something.
Cool. Don't act like this is the first time you heard this. We've been doing this for like 4 years.
Be cool, man.
It's a new song.
Hey, be cool, man.
Sorry, I enjoyed it. I love the Big Lebowski, and I got excited.
Good.
I apologize.
You know what? I'm glad that you had that reaction because a number of years ago, a lot of people had that reaction when we played it for the first time. So, yeah.
That's Corey's favorite thing I think he did.
Yeah. It makes it, you know, it sounds like it slaps, you know?
Yeah.
I could have not liked it, and then what would have happened?
I don't know. We'll see how this goes.
We'd have just gone about our business, you know, probably.
We'll see how this Fact or Fiction goes
later.
We'll
see, yeah, the maiden voyage for Sterling in a Fact or Fiction coming up in the next segment. We'll find out. Are you? Don't mess this up, man. This is a sacred, time-honored tradition started by Corey, which may be the favorite thing that he's done, is Fact or Fiction. Handed down to Josh. Now handed down to you.
When can I get my picture?
Just so you know, is pasted over Corey's.
Actually, we still have to put Josh's picture up there over Corey's before we get to yours.
The tradition of this game is that you pencil whip Jason so he doesn't win.
That's right.
He let me know that.
Yep.
He told me I'm supposed to.
And whatever the score is, it's tied.
Yeah, it's tied. There's got to be a tiebreaker.
Got to have a tiebreaker.
I have the final question.
It's 2024. There's always everything's tied. Everyone gets a ribbon.
Yeah,
we're all tied.
Even if you're up by three, it's a 4-point tiebreaker.
No
if
matter
you're up
what.
By two, it's a 3-point tiebreaker. If everybody's tied, it's just a 1-point tiebreaker.
If it's actually tied, we don't play tiebreaker.
It's stupid. Why would you play a tiebreaker?
You flip.
Just, everybody
a
can win.
Coin.
It gets down to draw, like the 18th tiebreaker on the NFL.
That's right. You know, flip a coin, draw your name out of a hat. Todd Lebo is hanging out with us. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing good.
Good.
The sun is out. It's raining. I don't know what's going on. My brother just texted me. It's apparently pouring in Independence. I don't know. It's sunny out here. We had hail earlier.
Yeah.
Pouring beers is what he was doing. He was pouring beers in Independence.
We got a day today with some weird stuff. There were tornado warnings out like by Lawrence this morning. And it's like crazy. It's springtime.
Yeah, 10 o'clock we were getting hail at 10 o'clock. At noon it was or 11 o'clock it was sunny.
Mm-hmm. Then it rained.
At like 12:30, then it started raining again.
Sunny
and now
rain.
Just clear skies. Maybe a few little popcorn clouds out there.
A little warm outside. I think this will probably rumble up some things later today.
Well, this weekend's
going to
be.
That's what I caught this morning when I was
watching. This weekend's going to be like in the 50s.
Yeah. Well, you know what? So. I don't think I needed the 90s.
Yeah, I don't need a 90s weekend either.
I turn the air conditioner on. I'm not above it. I turned it on.
We didn't. We haven't yet.
I turned it on.
We haven't. We were close. I mean, it was so close.
Well, we were going to the Messi game Saturday night, and I knew it was going to be warm when I got home, so I turned that thing off before I left. I said, I'm not coming home from being outside the whole time. I don't care.
Good for you, man.
I work.
Yeah.
I'll pay for this.
Yes, I'll pay the extra 75 cents it costs to turn the air conditioning on today.
Turning it on.
Whatever it'll cost. I'm not sure.
I did not want to. Fiance did, and so we did.
It's because she gets what she wants.
Sounds like a smart move.
I've learned on Twitter, I ask my questions of what I need to do as I age, right? Mm-hmm. I ask people questions.
You're asking people on Twitter for relationship advice.
It's a good idea.
You got Todd right here, you know, life lessons with Lebo.
I don't want you texting me all the time, so Twitter's fine.
And they said it's not a battle you should pick. And so, that's fine.
Yeah, pick your battle. You know what? That's actually good advice.
I'll keep it off.
Keep
it on for her.
Yes.
Make mama happy.
Yeah.
That is the way you do it.
Pick your battles.
That's what you do. Unless it's really, really important. And I like to be cold, so
I like to
turn
being
that
hot.
Thing on. Yeah, I'll turn it on.
I can't sleep if it's too hot.
I always tell you, put a blanket on. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. If it's too cold, I'll be fine. Put blankets on. Yeah. You know,
too hot.
Nestle up. If it's too hot, I'm sitting there sweating, and it's awful. It's brutal.
Sweat,
can't do it.
Baby. No.
Brutal.
I would dig 100 degrees year round. Not to sleep. But
you and Mick Schaefer.
One of these days, when I move from my 2-story house, and we have a bedroom on the first floor, it won't get as hot.
Oh yeah, well, typically like
so. I'm ready. I'm ready to be in a place where I don't have to worry about that.
So there's a lot of winding down as the night goes on with the kids, and it's sort of maybe upstairs in their room or our room or whatever, just hanging out. Last few nights have been down upstairs in the main, or
it's
maybe even in the basement. Like, let's cool this off. Yeah, we'll wind down while we're not sweating or hot, and then you know when we get upstairs
turn
and go to bed.
AC on, brother.
Not yet. We saw that it was going to cool down. It's like it was two nights.
You can turn it right back off.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
No, that's how it's not on for the year.
We got an older one. It's an on-off switch for the year. You turn it on one time, and it's a 5-month minimum. It's a sign up. You sign up. It's a 5-month minimum to sign up for it. You turn it on. It is on.
It's on, baby.
But yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm fighting it. I'm fighting. I'm not ready. Not at this point in April.
Rage against the machine, and the machine is the AC.
Yeah. You know what? If I was by myself and I was going out to that game and came back, I might have turned it on.
I was just
going to
be outdoors. I was like, and then Sunday it was even hotter. I just left it on. So.
Yeah.
And it's still on now. So.
Yeah.
If it gets cold, I'll turn it on.
It wasn't exactly.
If it doesn't get hot enough, it won't turn on. That's how it works.
That's the idea. Not mine. That one flip, it's 5 months. So it's just on. It's 50 degrees in the house. Sorry. You wanted the air conditioning on. You got it on.
My son keeps his house at like 60. I mean, it's like super cold. My wife can't even go over there. She's like, it's freezing over here. He's like, that's how I like it.
And you're like, I love going over there. Yeah. It's nice. Yes.
I'm getting older, though. I get colder. So
is that what happens when you get older, you get colder?
Thin bud.
I didn't know that's what took place.
Maybe it's because I've lost some pounds or something.
You look good.
By the way, you do have less.
I just got back from Basecamp Fitness.
Yeah.
I am next week. I should be doing my 100th class.
No way.
They give you a T-shirt for that. So.
You get a T-shirt for your 100th class. That's awesome.
It's a milestone.
That's a real milestone, man.
I think today was 96. So I got four more, and I'm not going to get four in this week. Today's Tuesday. So I should next week, early on, get my 100th class.
You look great.
Yeah, they're ready. I'm ready to celebrate.
You keep shrinking. So good for you.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you do.
You look strong. Your biceps, actually. And this is...
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. You want a little bit of that?
I hate giving Lebo credit, but...
That left arm is 6 months in the hospital. That right arm, sudden death. You want to take a shot at him there, Sterling? Which one you want? He's coming in with a 1-2 punch.
Question, why is one stronger, Jason?
Because it's your dominant arm.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right. You know, it's the one you shoot layups with. You know, the one you throw a baseball with, the one you open doors with,
I tried to throw something right now. My shoulder may pop out. I swung a golf club a few times on Saturday, and my right shoulder shouldn't feel funny. On the golf swing.
No, it shouldn't.
As a right-handed golfer, shouldn't.
No, it should not.
But it did. I don't know.
I was doing something wrong, I'm guessing. My mechanics somehow were messed up.
I wasn't hitting it in the air at the beginning, but it got around a little bit.
A little worm burner.
I was hoping to get a worm.
Just getting it off.
Class 100 coming up next week.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's great.
Congratulations, man. Todd Lebo is our guest here. Maybe I should check out Basecamp Fitness. I don't know.
Probably should get over there and get yoked up.
Try to get back in shape. I've been doing some intermittent fasting.
There you go.
Been trying that. I'm doing the 15 and 9. So
what's your open window when you eat?
So 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's your eating window?
I don't eat until 9 a.m., and then I don't eat after 6 p.m., so then 15 hours of fasting every day.
Like normal people?
No, normal people can eat after 6. Oh, they eat before 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know?
What? I was trying to do that.
You've never eaten before 9 o'clock? Or you?
I'm pretty much 9 to dinner, whenever dinner time is.
So when's dinner time? Is it 7?
Sometimes it's 5:30.
Sometimes it's 5:30, right. Yeah.
You don't snack
so after 6
dinner?
O'clock, so
no,
after
I'm
6
not a,
o'clock,
I'm not
what
a
happens?
Well, that's why he's skinny.
Right.
I'm not
so,
a snacker.
So after 6 o'clock,
bourbon,
what happens?
And bourbon counts. And bourbon counts. It's bourbon. I'm bourbon.
Counts.
I'm
there you go.
Bourbon. Okay.
Bourbon and beer count.
Yes, it counts. Those are calories.
Bourbon and beer do not count.
Zero calorie drinks after 6 o'clock.
Well, how many calories are in bourbon, okay? There's some good health benefits.
More than zero.
Do we know this?
Yes.
I'm pretty positive
there's
bourbon
no
has...
There's no carbs, but there's calories.
Yes, more than...
There's good health qualities in it.
But see, it's the start, though.
Yeah.
It's the start, the 15 and 9, and then eventually you go to like 18 and 6.
I was doing 11 to like 8 was better for me, and I can go to 11 no problem without eating.
Yeah.
But it's even like 8, I'm like, you know, if I'm awake, snack cabinet's calling.
That's been the most difficult part.
Make hot tea instead.
The most difficult part is after 6 o'clock for me.
Yeah.
It's like...
Eight. In a glass of bourbon, yes. 97.
See, there you go. It's 100 calories. You know what
I'm
not picking?
200 calories.
You know what I'm not picking
bad.
Up after 6 o'clock? 100 calories.
Well, it's 200, but it's not bad. That's not.
You should maybe just go 10 to 7. Give you some wiggle room.
Right.
Well, you're 9:30.
9 o'clock is that I get some food, so I get a little bit of energy for the show.
9:30 to 6:30. That's the smarter move.
Yeah, it does give me some leeway at 6:30, but with guaranteed food
now. Baseball practice or something.
With guaranteed,
you know?
But see, with baseball practice, boom, we're eating much earlier. Like you had 5:45 game last night. We're eating at 4:45. Okay. Got to be the field at 5 o'clock. We're done eating at 4:45.
What you don't want is a
but then,
5 o'clock game.
See, and the problem is with a 5:45 game, and then we're done eating at 4:45.
Now
8:30, 9 o'clock is a little bit different hunger.
5:57
on that day, you got to start your window at 7:30.
That's probably right. Yes.
5:57 rolls around, and Jason is just crushing all of the bags of chips.
Yes,
he goes to the snack machine.
What's up?
Do you coach out there? Are you coaching first base or
third,
something?
Third base coach.
Third base coach, and you just got a little alarm on your watch. 5:58, a little protein bar comes out. Finish it right there.
Turn on the back. On.
Or in Sterling's case, you know, a little bourbon.
A little bourbon.
Right, a little bourbon.
What's wrong?
Why don't you turn next time?
Jason, I handle my alcohol very well.
Where's secondary? You know secondary? You don't know what secondary is? What are you, 5?
I told this story on the air maybe 10, 12 years ago. I don't know what, but there was a baseball game. My son, who's now 27, he was probably 10. 11, I don't know, rec league out in Lee Summit. And there was a coach on the other team who had more than one bourbon.
Oh, no.
And it got ugly. He was yelling at his own son.
Oh, no.
Because, like, the ball went through his legs. And
I should have put his glove down.
Well, our team wasn't very good. And we ended up scoring a couple runs. And they only won by, like, 8 instead of 14 or something. And he was like, "That's on you, Tanner," or something like that. And everyone could hear it. And it was like, after the game, the other coach, like, they almost got, like, in a fight over behind third base. And, you know, we went and shook hands, and it got physical over there. And I was an assistant coach on our team. I go over to our parents and say, "It's time to leave.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on over there." I appreciate all of you guys for not, you know, doing
engaging.
This, but it was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was
on
like,
you, Ted. Not on this here can. Yeah.
It's like
on,
they were
going
to run rule him, and then we had to play an extra half inning or something.
Show him what you're made of.
Oh, my God. It was something. And
show him what it takes to play for the Panthers.
He ended up getting, like, banned what was the Legacy Park out there? At least somebody got banned from that for like a year, I think.
See, I grew up with Lee McKeegan. I don't know about that.
Lee McKeegan's a skate park now, bro.
Yeah,
I
know
more baseball. He played some games there, but now that's just a beautiful little park where you can walk on trails. They got a skate park there.
Really?
All this stuff at Lee McKeegan. Y'all play baseball at Legacy now.
Yeah.
I think the White Sox might be calling that guy, though, for a managerial job. I wouldn't be surprised.
Could be. He would fit right in the South Side. We've already seen William Legay Jr. would come out and get after Gamboa.
Second time today we've mentioned Tom Gamboa.
Why not?
Because Sterling said, "I feel bad for White Sox fans." I said, "I don't. Not since that day."
Not since that day.
Not since that. And another couple texters like, Tim Anderson. Absolutely. You know what?
Tom Gamboa, all of them.
All of them. Every one of them. I'll never feel bad for a White Sox fan.
Giordano hit him. Aaron Rowan? Was that
it was the
second baseman, and then they had the fight. Giordano. What was that guy's? Oh, my.
Not Brett Lowry, right?
No.
No, it wasn't Brett Lowry.
We'll look it up.
Yeah, we'll eventually find it. Maglio Ordóñez, all of them.
Yeah.
Hate all of them. He killed the Royals
Paul
every
Canerco.
Year. Oh, no. Man. Maglio just like, you know, didn't
Mark
matter where
Burley.
The didn't matter where the pitch was, Maglio would put it in the next to the Royals Hall of Fame.
If
and
they
the
had a freaking
bullpen Przinski. Out there.
Oh, AJ Przinski.
Yeah, Przinski is like hated by everybody, though. It's not just a White Sox thing, you know. But yes, it made it easier
about,
to hate
what
him.
What about Frank Thomas? Because Frank he Thomas,
fine.
He seemed like a decent guy.
He was fine. I mean, I liked Frank Thomas you know, just because of how big he was, and it was sort of the specimen, right?
What about Scott Podsednik before he became a Royals legend?
I hated him with the White Sox. Good guy with the Royals. I have no idea if he's a good guy. No idea. What
the Mark Tehan White Sox era was strong.
Yeah, Mark Tehan got me about as close as you'll ever have me rooting for the White Sox.
Juan Uribe. What did Juan Uribe do for you?
Nothing. Okay. He did nothing. It's like, what do you think about Juan Uribe? I don't. So,
you don't think
sure.
about him?
No, no. Why would you? Who thinks about Juan Uribe?
Decently often.
Do you really? What is it about Juan Uribe that gets your mind racing?
He helped you with the fantasy league once?
He played a long time. And he
Adam Eaton.
Adam Eaton.
That was the guy. Yeah. That was the guy. That was a good I was a big fight.
Yeah.
That was a big fight.
To heck with them all.
I forgot about him with the White Sox. I just remember him with the Nationals.
Yeah. He was with the White Sox fighting Yordano exactly Ventura.
Now you got, Nicky Lopez. I like Nicky Lopez, a player. You know, it's fine. Yeah, you know.
Long-time
cool.
Royal Benintendi.
Benintendi. You know, you got the remains of Benintendi over
Chris
there.
Chris Getz, dude. Come on.
Yeah. No,
he's assembled quite a team.
Believe me. Believe me. I am a fan of Chris Getz. Make no mistake. I am a huge fan of Chris Getz and what he's doing.
I love that Chris Getz went after... basically the same guy as him, Chris Getz with a good eye, which is Nicky Lopez.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you see yourself in other players, and you're like, you know what? I want that. That guy's really good, so let's bring him in.
They spent a lot of money on some really good Latin players over the years, and they just they don't seem to stay healthy. And
Luis Robert yet again gets injured. Eloy
Shocker.
Jimenez.
Shocker. They go sign Tommy Pham, who, you know, well, I mean, he was in the World Series last year.
When they move to Nashville, it'll be something.
Nashville Sox. That's right. That's right.
What color then? What color would the Sox be in Nashville?
Oh, he still be White Sox.
He could still be the White Sox.
Sox. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
They could.
It's country.
They'd change their name in White Boots.
White Boots. There it is. Yeah. White Wranglers. Yeah. You know.
Oklahoma would be the Red Dirt Sox.
Yeah. Oh, filthy, dirty socks. Yeah.
That's right.
Doesn't come out. You shout it out, Sox.
No, the White Chaps.
Chaps.
The Nashville, the White Chaps.
That's good.
Nashville, the White
Strong.
Chaps.
Broncos cheerleaders.
There. White there you chaps. Go. Yeah. The Texas Longhorn cheerleaders.
Don't talk about it.
I'm going to bring him up.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing right with it.
Horns down. We'll take a time and we'll come back and we'll play Fact or Fiction with Todd Lebo. We'll see what Sterling has to offer today. More Zone next. All right, here we go. Time for a little Fact or Fiction on this Tuesday edition of the show. Jason Anderson with you, Sterling Holmes, Dylan Michaels, Todd Lebo. Don't do that, Todd. Todd's trying to grab the computer, see the answers that are there.
I don't have my glasses.
I was told I was supposed to. I was told I was supposed to let Todd see him. He told me before the show that the rule was I let him watch.
I have often wondered if that is the rule. I have often wondered that.
Always played it clean.
That's right. And it's always on the up and up. Everything is exactly scored the way that it should be scored.
Fact or fiction?
Yes.
Your first time ever.
Yes. Are you excited? You pumped? You scared? You nervous?
All of the above. That's all of the emotions, I feel them.
It's the right answer. It's absolutely right answer. Now, we all go around the room after Sterling gives us the question. We say if it's fact or fiction. Sterling then decides if it is fact or fiction, and if we got it right, we get a point. And whoever has the most points at the end of the game will win, unless, of course, the odds say we'll be tied, and then we have a tiebreaker question that we'll have to have after this round. In honor of Sterling's first time and Todd being in here, should we start with Todd?
No, start with me.
Let's just start with
I'm
Todd.
Ready to go.
Let's start with Todd and then Dylan and then I'll go third.
We'll go around
let's
that
go
way.
That
let's
way.
Do
yeah.
that way every time.
Let's just do that. Should we do it that way every time?
Every time.
I wrote it down different though.
Too bad.
On
too
my
bad.
Paper.
You have to change it.
Too late. Todd goes first. We decided that. We decided to change it up today.
All right. Fact or fiction? Bobby Witt Jr. ends up top three in the MVP voting. Lebo.
It's tough to do in Kansas City. American League MVP, what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Top three.
I mean, Shohei's gone. That's a help.
Yeah.
Mike Trout is raking, though, by the way.
Yeah,
for
he'll
now.
He'll win, and then whatever, and they'll lose
we'll see how many,
seven games.
We'll see how many games Mike Trout plays.
Okay. Let's just say, sure, yeah, fact.
Dylan?
Yeah, I'll go fact.
I'm going to go fact, even though my ZOU was that he wouldn't finish in the top five. Because not only is he doing this, but you've got MLB Network doing segments about Bobby Witt Jr.
He's getting some love.
So I'm going to say fact. What do you say?
That is a fact.
There
top
we go.
Three.
Right,
I originally had top five, and I go, that's just too easy. Everyone's going top five. Mm-hmm. Top three. He's currently third. Yes. He's either second or third in a lot of sports books odds for MVP right now.
Well, they're winning games, too. That helps.
Yeah. Exactly. They're winning games. Nationally, people are talking about
them. They
aren't
going to get to play the White Sox every day.
That sucks, though. They should totally play the White Sox every game.
It would be great.
Need to take these next two. Take these next two. Feel good about it. Sit there 13-6 getting ready for a 19-game stretch that is going to be difficult.
Yeah, with no White Sox.
With no White Sox.
A White Sox-free stretch.
Oh, man. I don't want to imagine life like that. Dylan, you're up on this one. You ready?
Fiction.
You have to ask a question.
I was like, what am I? Is he asking me a question now?
No,
fact
Dylan,
or fiction?
There we go, Dylan.
Cole Ragans ends the year with an ERA under 3.25.
Ooh, give me fact.
I'm going to go fact on that one, too. I don't even know what's his ERA. Like
now?
2 something?
3.25. I think that's doable for him because you are going to, hopefully,
he's got a, oh, he's got a 1.93 right now.
1.93? And he's already four starts in.
And he has struggled in. He has not struggled
sure,
in a couple
fact
times.
That.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's
a
fact. He will end up with a 3.25 ERA or better.
Boy, if it was exactly 3.25, I'm going to say fiction. But
I'd still say fact. He's right on it.
See, you guys, all said facts, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow, I'm apparently giving these
too
easily.
I thought
we'd get some movement here.
All tied at two. It's early.
Well, we're scared. We also play the game here. You know, you don't want to.
Yeah.
The Chiefs will draft a left tackle in either the first or second round.
I'm going to say that's a fact. Well, hold on. Does it have to be specifically a left tackle?
Tackle.
Okay,
I'll say tackle.
All right. Cool. I just want to make sure.
First or second?
Because that's where Josh and Corey would try to get you.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Not yet. You'll get there.
With experience.
Just, you know, we want to have someone to say something fact. Different. I'll just say fiction.
Idiot.
I don't believe it, but I'm saying it.
Yeah, fact.
It's a fiction. That's fiction.
What? Yeah. No
fiction.
Way.
In the first two rounds, they're not taking a tackle. Sorry.
Wow. Okay.
Is that how your board falls?
Not how my board falls.
Okay, so Sterling.
Yeah, someone's in first place.
Took three questions for Sterling to be totally wrong. All right, only three.
That was fiction. That was fiction. I am correct. Sorry about that, Jason.
Lebo leads
we'll
us
find
off.
Out next week. We'll
maybe get better. Rush is the greatest rock band of all time.
Fiction.
And honor me wearing
Todd
my
Todd on
Rush
principle
shirt.
Alone just says fiction.
I mean, it's great. Not
but I mean,
time.
It's Iron Maiden, AC/DC. I get. Rush, greatest rock band of all time, fact or fiction?
Yeah, got to go fiction as well.
Since I don't really have a strong opinion either way, I'm just going to go and follow the crowd at Chow Time. I'm going to say fiction.
You're all wrong. Rush is the greatest rock band of all time.
I should have gone fact just based on your shirt.
If you would have said they're the greatest rock trio of all time.
Sure, trio is too easy, though.
No, that's not too easy.
It's pretty easy.
Pretty easy.
You know me, big Iron Maiden guy.
Yeah.
I love me some Dream Theater and AC/DC and GNR. Well, and
who doesn't?
Here's the deal. You're just wrong about this.
Name?
By what?
Wilco.
Led Zeppelin's great.
Wilco.
Led Zeppelin's better than Rush.
No,
this just
the only close one.
Wilco.
It's close one. Is Zeppelin.
Rolling Stones are better than Rush.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Paint It Black. Awesome. The Who. I can listen to Squeezebox all day. But you give me my if I had my druthers...
Give
me a Rush. 2112 is an absolute masterpiece. The entire album, Moving Pictures.
Great.
Forget about 1990
Led Zeppelin has five albums better than that.
Debatable.
Boston has the best. What would we say?
The best debut
album
of all time.
Boston's
debut
album is phenomenal.
The best one of all time.
Okay.
What about Snow, Informer?
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
debut was pretty badass.
That song.
You know, Sudabini, Snowbini, Akablam. Aliki Boom Boom Down.
Aliki Boom Boom Down.
Where's Rush with the Aliki Boom Boom Down? Not anywhere near.
Yeah, they're talking about, like, dragons or something.
It's just a bad take, so.
No, it's not really a take. It's a fact.
I saw on PBS.
Yeah.
It's a fact. I'll tell you this. We're only four questions in, so let's rush this along.
Let's go.
Yeah. Dylan leads us off.
Michael Garcia is the leadoff hitter in July. Fact or fiction?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one,
Coach Jones. I'll go fact. I think I'll turn it around.
Without coming up with an obvious replacement, I'm going to say fact.
I think the way that the new way they do it, they want Bobby to hit more, so they're hitting yeah, that's the way to do it. Have him go 1-2. Old school, I would say he's their two hitter, but I'll say fact.
It's actually fiction.
Is it?
It's false.
I think MJ Melendez will eventually move back to the leadoff spot. He's getting on base at a great clip, and Michael Garcia, even throughout last year, we kept saying, oh, look how solid he is. And it's not on base at a leadoff position.
So. Right, we'll find out. Okay, how about that? Okay, back-to-back ones where everybody's wrong.
Now, you guys are not very good at this game. Hall and Oates can be considered yacht rock. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say that's an obvious fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, fact.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I just threw a dart.
Not all the songs, but there's
enough
of them.
But there's enough where you can say Hall & Oates, because my playlist for Yacht Rock is actually called Hall & Boats.
Yeah. But if you're listening to Yacht Rock, you will hear a Hall & Oates song.
You're going
to
hear Hall & Oates. Yeah, it's not Christopher Cross.
Like the Doobie Brothers or some of Micah McDonald. But
Micah McDonald is in every Yacht Rock song, I'm pretty sure, to singing backup somewhere.
Somehow.
Right now we have Dylan at 3, Jason at 3, Lebo at 4.
Let me just go on record here that I'm not excited about the early trend here of there being these music questions, because that is totally outside of my...
You know music. You love music.
No, that is outside of
it's
my comfort zone. And Todd is right here. Now,
I missed his answer.
I was going to say, maybe the differing of opinions.
I'm literally wearing a Rush shirt right now.
I should go with that one.
The tour is fine, but Snakes and Arrows.
Solid album, No 7. Solid album.
Solid.
It was solid. Again, it wasn't Moving Pictures or 2112 or Hemispheres.
Or as good as any Led Zeppelin record.
This is 07. Where was Led Zeppelin's new music?
Or as good as Led Zeppelin's worst.
They stopped making records when John Bonham died. Sorry.
Well,
let's go. Who's up?
Todd's up.
Fact or fiction, Donovan Smith is brought back to the Chiefs before the start of the season.
That's a fiction.
I'll go fact.
I'm going to go fact.
That is a fact.
All right, we're all tied now.
That's a fact,
Jack.
All tied up at 4. Actually, it's 4-4. Jason has 3.5. He only gets a half.
That's right.
No, it's 4-4.
That
is a
fact. What?
Inexplicable. It is.
He understands the game now.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it's early.
The 76ers finally get over the hump and make it to the NBA Finals. Fact or fiction?
Dylan?
Oh, fiction.
Yeah, fiction.
Absolute fiction.
Even I, as a 76ers man, is fiction.
It's fiction.
Buddy Hield will be the difference.
I do like Buddy.
Anyway. I know. See, that's an NBA thing. I knew he plays for them.
He's
now.
Nailed it. Look at you over there.
Right? His hair.
It's awesome.
He does? Okay, he does. Yeah.
I like Tyrese Maxey and Embiid, but...
Is Embiid, how many times will he play?
Yeah, come on, they're not making it.
The real difference maker is that Michael Porter Jr. kid.
Michael Jr. Porter, get it right.
Sorry about that. And the real difference maker when it comes to the books is that Jonte Porter fella.
Absolutely.
Beat me to it, honestly. Sorry. Right there.
Jonte is really making an impact in the NBA.
Well done.
We have 2 questions left before the tiebreaker. The previous SNL with Ryan Reynolds and Chris Stapleton was overrated.
This is me, right? Oh,
fact
no, this
fiction?
Is Todd. This is Todd.
Fact?
No, this is me. This is me. We started with Dylan. Yeah. I didn't watch all of it. I only watched the Weekend Update part of it and the Beavis and Butthead. Based on that, I'm going to say that is a fiction, because Beavis and Butthead was a brilliant sketch. So, fiction.
I think this smells like he thinks it's overrated.
Yeah,
so, I'll say fact. It's overrated.
Yeah, I'll go fact just because I don't watch Saturday Night Live and it's all overrated mostly.
You
so.
Boys are dumb. It's fiction.
Yeah.
That was such a good episode. Yeah. I mean,
it was funny. I watched most of it.
I watched the whole thing last night. We just turned it on. Mm-hmm. Oh, hilarious. Beavis and Butthead, incredible.
That's how you know
Beavis.
Sterling's getting old. It's
he sat around on a
Tuesday,
Monday night and watched
Tuesday or Monday Night Live.
Watch Saturday Night Live.
It was
what
good.
Time did you start at 5?
Watch Saturday Night Tapes.
It was about 9.
Were you up at 9?
And then
later we
finished
up.
And I read a book afterwards.
This is the sign that he's getting old. I mean, there's plenty that have happened before this one.
So we have one more?
I mean, all of those Rush albums he just named.
Snakes and Arrows.
That's one
solid,
time.
It's solid, okay? It's a
Is there any song that's ever been played on the radio?
Far Cry.
When's the last time it's been played on the radio?
I don't know. It was playing in my car on the drive in.
Now, that's off you and your little playlist of bad Rush
songs. I like the recording, too. It sounds crisp with the drum sound.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where would you put that on the list of Rush songs?
Rush songs way down there. Yeah.
100?
Because they have absolute bangers down there.
Yeah. Well, none of them after 1984.
It's debatable. Highly debatable.
We'll talk about it off the air.
I say have the conversation right now, and then the other 10 people are going to be
texters weigh in on this.
Please.
I think
tell
I'm
me
wrong.
If Rush is the greatest freaking band of all time.
No, greatest Curtis, rock band.
Isn't Curtis a big Rush band?
He loves
band?
Rush, but he would even say it's not the greatest rock band of all time.
Curtis?
He can't hear you.
Curtis!
Yeah, Curtis. Curtis.
We need you in here.
Curtis. Okay,
he's
going to
walk in. He's
walking. Running in now.
He's that's a 4.2 speed.
Yeah.
What is the last 4.21?
Is that Xavier Worthy? Okay. Chocolate chip cookies
I don't
are the...
No, wait a
second. Oh, we got to wait for
now. Yeah, Curtis.
He's Xavier
here,
Worthy.
Now we got to think of...
Curtis, fact or fiction, Rush is the greatest rock band of all time.
Fiction.
Oh, boom! Even Curtis!
It's fact.
Even Curtis went fiction that quickly to you.
It's fact.
And Curtis is a huge Rush fan.
The Beatles.
Bam! It's not the Beatles. Led Zeppelin is close, okay? Led Zeppelin
Beatles,
is
Led Zeppelin,
close.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
All better.
Here's a hot take. Beatles, Wilco. Underrated.
Underrated. Boom.
Beatles are underrated? Underrated. Beatles are overrated. Beatles, I'm sorry.
Not a bug guy. Not a bug
you
guy.
You know who's overrated? Rush.
They're rated just perfectly. Overrated by Sterling, but
Curtis ran in here like he's Xavier Worthy. I mean, that was fast.
Yeah.
That's
talking about Rush.
That's a big man that moves.
And you're discounting and disrespecting the Beatles.
What about these cookies?
Third rounder.
That's the question.
There's got to be some chocolate
chip
cookies.
I'm spending a third rounder on Kay as an interior defensive lineman. Chocolate cookies.
Chocolate cookies or chocolate chip cookies?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Is that the difference?
Chocolate chip cookies are the best cookies. Fact or fiction?
For me, they're not. But I do love them. I will say it's fiction.
Yeah, I'll go fiction, too.
I think an easy response would be fact, but there's so many out there. I think it's a fact, but I'm going to go fiction just based on so many different types.
It's clearly fiction. Chocolate chip cookies are the Derek Jeter of cookies. They're good.
They're
cookies.
They're biracial angels.
They're overrated. They're overrated. Horrendous defensively.
They're the Rush of cookies.
Jason Sanderson, I will jump over here. Okay, because hear me out. There's no range in chocolate chip cookies, just like Derek Jeter. They're overrated. Okay,
he's got no range.
The analytics do not like chocolate chip cookies that
much. So what's your favorite?
They're just solid.
Snickerdoodle. Snickerdoodle is
good. I like peanut butter cookies.
Peanut butter's great too.
Macadamia nut is pretty underrated.
Yeah, new stuff now with this
monster cookies,
these modern things with the M&Ms.
Throw some M&Ms in there.
Yeah,
instead of that
back in the day.
Yeah, Guaranteed Foods has M&M cookies.
I mean, looks like we are all tied.
7-6-6
I have it as 666 right now.
And of course you do.
Iron Maiden.
I've got it at 766.
So what is the ponderance that we have to do during the break?
Yes. So give us
the
tiebreaker.
We answered after the break.
What's the tiebreaker question?
Tiebreaker.
Also, by the way, I misled Sterling. I told him we had 10 questions, but we actually have 12.
Yeah.
So we only did 10 today. It's 12. That's my fault. But anyway, go ahead.
You told me 10.
I know. That's what I said. I told you 10. That was my fault.
You followed the instructions.
Yeah,
you did exactly what you were told to do.
And you
changed my score to somehow it be tied with them. I won, but that's okay.
We instructed you to do that.
That's
so exactly.
You're following direct. You're very
Final
coachable.
Final question.
Very coachable.
I last longer than Briscoe as Jason's co-host. Fact or fiction.
Oh, God, you put that qualifier on there. Abbott. All right, 3, 2, and 1.
Oh, God.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you, Sterling Holmes, Dylan Michaels, Todd Lebo hanging out with us. One more segment. We head up until 2 o'clock tonight. We got the NBA playoffs play-in game, the second of the two in the Western Conference, Golden State, Sacramento, right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB for you. 6:30 tonight, Lakers and Pelicans. We'll get the play-in games started. Sterling, you asked.
We're all tied up.
Yeah, we're all tied up at 7-6-6. Sterling asked the tiebreaker question that now is worth 2 points, depending on who gets it right.
You know what? Five.
We'll see. We'll see.
Score it up however you want.
You asked if you can last longer than Briscoe as being a part of this show.
Yeah,
at
this job.
And the zone in this
job. I last longer than Briscoe.
At this job. let's see. I'm leading, so I'll go last.
So let me. you hold the answer, probably. What's our number here? It's a hard time mixing these things
in my
head.
How long did Corey last?
Corey was summer of 19 or August or whatever.
19 to 22.
So, but not quite 3 years. It was almost
It was
three,
almost
two
3 years.
Quarters. They left at the beginning of the summer, right?
And Josh was about a year and a half.
Year and a half.
So the trend says no.
The trend says it's half of the previous guy.
Yeah, so you got about 9 months.
Nine months.
I will say that's a fact because you buck trends.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You think Rush is the greatest rock band of all time.
Clearly, you're not a conformist.
Fact.
Dylan?
I'll go fact.
Silence.
Dang, Dylan's
I was reaching for the
fact.
Button.
No, fact. I don't know.
Well, I want to win this one, so I'm going to go fiction, and I can pretty much... I can guarantee you, Sterling, that this is fiction.
Well,
it's fact.
See
it's
you
fact,
guys
damn it.
Next time.
It's fact.
It is a fact.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Or you owe me $7,000. That was the deal we made. Said you can come on, but if you last longer than less than a year and a half, you owe me $7,000. And
you have a financial
obligation. Yeah, yeah.
You can do this.
I don't remember signing that contract.
You don't remember that?
Oh, you didn't read the fine print. Oh,
no. Okay,
you didn't, well, you didn't give it to your lawyer? No, sounds like a you problem.
It sounds like your problem,
buddy. You deal with fine print all day.
I gave it to Chiefsaholic's lawyer. Somehow he missed it, allegedly.
How could he possibly?
It's weird. Xavier? He looked at you and he wrote down Xavier Holmes.
Yeah.
This is for Xavier Holmes, right?
That was A-Rod's lawyer, actually. The people that bought the Timberwolves are the ones that looked over your contract.
Yes.
They missed that little
portion. I knew it. You see, A-Rod wrote the little write-up for Patrick Mahomes in the Time magazine. 100 most influential people.
Oh, by the way, congrats to Dylan for winning the game.
How did he win? But we're tied.
Dylan won.
It was Dylan and Todd were tied at 6.
No, Dylan won. He beat you. That question was
but
3 for Dylan, 1 for each of you.
Congratulations, Dylan. You won.
Okay, I didn't know.
Winner.
Wow. Okay, now really working a little bit different now. Boy, I'll tell you what. Now I am going to make sure that is fiction.
He's learning on the job. Doing fine.
He's gonna be okay. You know.
Little reminder, kind of what's happening this week.
Yeah,
there will be a pre-draft presser for the Chiefs. It'll probably happen sometime during the zone on Thursday. We don't have an exact time yet, but we'll hear from Brett Veach, and he will say exactly who they're going to pick, or if they don't pick, how they're going to trade and who they're going to trade with. He will tell us all that on Thursday. Or else he won't.
Or every single thing. It's
probably
like
won't. But I can't believe the draft is like here.
Nine days away from the draft.
It just seems like this offseason.
Feels like it was a couple weeks away when we were getting ready for it here in Kansas City. Yeah. And I was watching the draft with Tommy Townsend standing next to me. And now he's not even standing in the city as a member
and
of the Chiefs anymore.
I saw the tweet today. Today's the anniversary of Tom Brady getting drafted.
Really?
They used to draft.
April 16th.
Yeah, they used to be a little bit earlier because he was not a first day. I don't know if you heard the story. He was picked late.
He was picked.
Wait, no way he wasn't 1-1.
No, he was sixth, right?
He was
picking the sixth pick.
He was sixth round.
He was taken in the sixth pick.
Yeah,
there were five picks ahead of him that he hated.
The calendar is so wild now with Super Bowl being a little bit later. And this is a very late Super Bowl this year, obviously. And then the draft, you know, it's been about this time. But it's been in the teens before, but now it's a little later.
It's Alex, my birthday, by the way. First day of the draft's on my birthday.
Oh, congratulations.
Turn 30.
Another reason
Chiefs
to not care.
Chiefs did it for my... thanks, Jason. Chiefs did it for my...
your birthday?
Yeah.
They're going to trade out of the
love
first
you,
round
Sterling.
For your birthday?
Love you, Sterling.
They're trade out of the
do
first
you,
round.
Do you, Jason?
I do.
You?
This is how men show love and affection, okay? This is how... By the way, A-Rod wrote the excerpt for Patrick Mahomes in the Times 100 Most Influential People.
He didn't write the whole story just yet.
No, but he said, I distinctly remember giving him the worst advice ever. Quote, don't play football. The money's in baseball. Said, I'm happy to be wrong and glad he didn't listen.
There's a lot of money in baseball, too.
There is. I mean, he wasn't...
Not as easy to get it, but...
Yeah, he was wrong
there.
About don't play baseball because he's making a lot of money in football, but he ain't wrong about there's money in
guaranteed
baseball.
Guaranteed baseball something. You have money in baseball, guaranteed.
Guaranteed foods
fact.
Is, too.
Fact.
You're darn right. Bye, Todd.
Bye.